Good morning, INS Law. You're speaking with Aaron. How can I help you?
I wonder if you can help me. My name's Easdale Campbell. I've had trouble with my phone. That's me just getting a load of messages through. I've noticed that with a couple of missed phone calls for your company.
Ah, right, okay. Is it Dale that I'm speaking with? Okay, so yeah, my name is Aaron. I've been trying to contact you in regards to your inquiry to the Scottish Redress Scheme.
To be honest with you, Aaron, is that the fucking form? I've got to go out to work yet.
Yeah, no, that's not a problem, sir. That's okay. Is now a good time to talk, Dale? Yep, okay, perfect, sir. Well, what I need to do is I just need to go over your file and see if gather all the correct details. I'll tell you how the process is going to work with yourself and obviously about the scheme and how we can represent you as a law firm throughout this whole process. And obviously, if possible, dive into, your time in care, gather the information on where you was during your time in care and the events that may have happened to you. Is that okay? Okay, sir. So just so I can start off by gathering all the details for data protection. I'm just going to go through some personal details that we've got so far. So I've got your first name here as Dale and your surname here as Campbell. Do you have any middle names, sir?
No.
Nope, okay. And the email I've got for you is dslcampbell78@outlook.com. Okay, perfect. And Dale, what is your date of birth, please?
It's 25/09/1978.
Okay. Okay. And what is your current home address, please, Dale?
My current what?
Your current home address?
It's 110 Talon Road in Boswell. The postcode is Golf 718 Juliet Hotel.
Okay, was that Tantallon Road, did you say?
Sorry
about that. Okay, what house number, sorry? Hello, Dale, are you there? Yeah, what was the house number, sorry?
Number one.
And in terms of getting in touch with you, Dale, how is it that you'd like your communication preferences to be? Are we okay, obviously, texting you as well? Are we okay to send you emails as well? Yep, okay, perfect. Okay, and Dale, have you been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses at all?
No. I had a stroke
okay.
in 2021.
You had a what, sorry?
A stroke in 2021.
Oh, wow. Well, I hope you're okay from that.
You see you going, isn't it?
Yeah, no, of course. Well, at least just, you're still here and you're able to smile and wake up every day. That's the main thing, isn't it?
Annoying people.
of course, and annoying people as well. you can't go wrong with annoying a few people once a day, eh? Okay, and Dale, as part of your application, would you like to add a beneficiary to your application at all? What was that, sorry?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Who would you like to nominate as a beneficiary?
Miss Emma Bogley.
Okay, can you spell that surname for me, please?
G-O-L-L-O-G-L-Y, Bogley.
So that's C-O-L-L-O-G-L-Y.
G-O-L-L-O-G-L-Y.
Right, okay. Bogley. Right, I've got that, yeah. So I've got that spelling correct. It's G-O-L-L-O-G-L-Y.
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. And have you got a contact number for Emma at all, please?
It's
07891 07891 07001. Okay, so that's 07891 01001.
Yes. Okay, perfect. And what's Emma's date of birth, please? It's the 15th of February 1978. I think her date of birth is 79.
Okay. 1979. Okay. And does Emma live with yourself? Does she have a separate address?
She's at a separate address.
Okay. Do you know that address at all?
Yes. I don't know the postcode. I just know it's 67 Woodhead Green, Woodhead, Hamilton.
67 Woodhead Green, Hamilton. Yeah, I've got that one here. Okay, perfect. Okay, that's a good one. I'll save that one. Okay, so when it comes to, when it does come to the Scottish redress application, there is two types of payments that you can go for. The first payment is just a fixed payment of £10,000 that the scheme can pay out to you, and that's without looking at your case or reviewing any evidence that we can submit. The other payment that you can receive is up to £100,000, which is the individually assessed payment. What that avenue entails of is basically the scheme will look at all the evidence that we provide, statements that we provide to them as well, obviously during your time in care, and you can receive, as I said, the £200,000. What type of payment would you like to go for there?
I'll go for the £10,000.
The one of £200,000?
The £10,000 one.
Okay, so with the £10,000 one, Dale, that's just the fixed payment.
Don't mind me asking.
What's that, sorry?
You sound as if you're outside.
No, it might be because the fan in the office is blowing on me, that's all. It's quite warm down here in England today, so I do have the fan blowing on me. I do apologise.
Yeah, get warm. I'm in cracky, I've got some T-shirt, flip-flops on.
Of course, yeah, of course. I wish. So obviously, just to clarify, Dale, yeah, obviously, with the £10,000 payment, obviously, that's just the fixed payment that you'll receive. You won't get that any quicker than what you could with doing the individually assessed payment, which is obviously, as I said, up to £100,000 that you could be entitled to. What is it that you'd like to go through with, sorry?
I'll go with £100,000 one.
Yep, okay, that's not a problem. I'll let you investigate it. Yep, of course. Okay, so just for clarification, have you applied for an advance payment to the Scottish Redress Scheme themselves at all?
No.
No, okay.
You're the first person I spoke to about it.
Okay, perfect. That's good. Okay, and was you known by any other names during your time in care?
Just Dale, always be Dale. My right name is E Dale, but I get called Dale.
Okay, so it's E Dale.
Aye.
Okay, so is that the letter E and then Dale, yeah?
What?
Is it the letter E and then Dale?
E-Dale. E-A-S-D-A-L-E. It's my right name. I get called Dale for short.
Yeah, okay, so is that the name that's on your passport?
Aye, I'm going to go up.
Your birth certificate, is that your birth name?
Aye, that's my birth name, aye.
Yeah, okay. So just for confirmation, that is EASDALE.
Campbell.
Yep, okay. Okay, and have you legally changed your name by DPOL or anything like that?
No, no.
Okay. Okay, Dale, perfect. What I'll also need to grab from yourself, Dale, is the name of your mother and father.
Jean Miller Campbell. My mum's maiden name's Miller. Jean Miller it is.
Jean, so is that G-A-E-N? G-E-A-N.
Miller. And my father's name was, his name was Easdale Campbell, but my dad's passed away. He's deceased now.
Yeah, no, sorry to hear that.
I had my stroke.
Ah, oh, no way. Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that.
It's not a better place, mate. It's not a better place.
What was that, sorry?
I'm saying it's not a better place. He's always
of course.
Else.
Of course, yeah. He's looking down on you, isn't he?
Aye.
I don't know.
Better behave yourself.
Of course. Well, just obviously, just for your own reassurance, Dale, the only reason why I ask for your mother and father's name is because some of the records that we pull from the local authorities, especially within the Scottish Government, they file your records in your mother and father's name, obviously only because you're, at the time of you being in care, you know, you're under the age of 18.
My dad, that's who I stayed with before I went into care.
Yeah, okay, that's not a problem. All right, and so where are you registered with the doctors at all?
I'm just up registering with the doctors this week. They're waiting to hear back because I'm just out of prison. They're waiting to get my paper back to Addiewell prison so they can I can re-register with them. But I was up and got a prescription this morning for the doctors.
Yep,
I'm just contacting the doctors now. I can re-register. I'm going to re-register with them and they might give me a prescription.
Okay. So do you know the name of that doctors that you could be registering with then?
Well, the one I'm trying to register with is Boswell Medical Service. Boswell Medical Centre.
Boswell Medical Centre.
It's on Eastern Road, Boswell.
Ah, sorry, is it, yeah, Bothwell, is it, yeah?
Boswell, B-O-T-H, well, Boswell.
Yeah, yeah.
Not the problem. Yeah, I'm staying in Urk and compared to me.
Yeah, no, I understand. Some GPs can be, can't they? Okay, Dale, and could you potentially remember the address that you lived in prior to being placed in care?
I think it was 2 Stuart Street, Bunbank, Ham.
Did you say Stuart Street?
Yes.
I have been on to go that. Okay, perfect. Okay, and two more questions I've got to ask you. So, have you ever took any of these local authorities that you've had wrongdoing by during your time in care? Have you took them to any civil court or gone through any civil claims with them at all?
No.
No, okay. And obviously, you've said that you've recently come out of prison. So do you have any criminal convictions that you spent more than 5 years in prison for?
Aye.
Okay, and what may they be?
Attempted murder. Endangerment to 5 times 10. I took one full year for it, and I got in 2021. I was doing it for 3 years, and I got 47 years of life. That's me just back to it again.
So we've got endangerment to life times 10, attempted murder. Okay, is there anything else that I'm missing there?
No, go ahead, Ray.
No, okay. How long did you spend in prison for attempted murder?
12 years. I get 6 years in custody, and 6 years extended sentence. I was out for 9 days and get recalled. I had to go back in and do the second 6 months. So I made a list in the full 12 years, every single day.
Wow, okay. Okay. So just to inform you then, Dale, basically, with you having a charge of attempted murder, it doesn't completely impact you, but it can affect the level of awards that the scheme can award you. You are still obviously in. What was that, sorry?
It's because I've been a bad boy. Gotta keep my mouth shut.
it happens to the best of us sometimes. But yeah, as I said, it doesn't affect you from applying to the scheme. But what it can do is it can just reduce your payment of what you can be paid out. They'll just look obviously your convictions alongside what you've been through as well. So I just wanted to make you aware that that's the very start, and just when you've got a heads up with it.
That's okay.
Okay, so yeah, so thank you very much for giving me all the genetic information required for your file.
I know who it is phoning a lad, see that?
What's that, sorry?
I'm saying, no, I know who it is that is phoning a lad, see that?
Yeah, no, of course, but yeah, you can save our number now. Okay, so I'm just going to go on a little bit of a spiel in regards to, as I said, how we're going to work, how the scheme is going to pan out for you, how we're going to act on your behalf. I'll go through our funds and fees with ourselves as well, so you've got the full understanding on how we work and what percentage we take at the end of the process. And if you've got any questions along the way, feel free to shout out, okay?
All right, see you.
Not a problem, Dale, thank you. So I do appreciate that obviously discussing experiences connected to your application can be difficult and upsetting, but please take your time during this call. If you do need a break, if you need any further explanation, support, or would prefer to continue at another time or a later date, just let me know. Okay. So what I'm going to do, obviously, as I said, explain how we work and the processes that involve this whole process. So it is important that you understand all of your available options before deciding whether to instruct INS Law to represent you. The three options that are applicable to yourself, Dale, is that you can apply directly to the Scottish Redress Scheme yourself without a solicitor or a law firm to represent you. Option two is that you can instruct a solicitor or a law firm who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fee Scheme. They are paid directly by the Scottish Government for assisting you with your application. So under that scheme, participating solicitors may receive up to £2,000 plus VAT from the Scottish Government for assisting you with your application, regardless of whether you win or lose your application. INS Law does not operate under the statutory scheme and will not claim those government-funded fees. So being option three, if you do decide to instruct us, you will be choosing a private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement, and we would not be paid by the Scottish Government for assisting you. Our agreement operates on a no-win, no-fee basis. So what that means is if your application is...
Take option three.
Yep, okay. I'll just explain option three to you so you understand our fees and what we take at the end then. So what that no-win, no-fee basis means is that if your application is unsuccessful, you won't pay a thing to ourselves. And if you withdraw your application on our advice, you won't pay anything either. If your application is successful, you will receive a payment from the redress scheme, and our fees will consist of basic charges based on time and effort spent on your case, and also a success fee as well. However, the total fees, including VAT, are included. Are capped at no more than 20% of your redress payment. So you will never pay anything more than 20%. Okay. It is important that I make that clear that we cannot guarantee that your application will be successful, or we can't guarantee the level of awards that the scheme is going to award you. The Scottish Redress Scheme operates on a discretionary basis, which I will explain later during this call for yourself. Okay. So what I'll do is I'll gather all the information possible from yourself in regards to your time and care. I'll review that evidence and prepare and submit your application to the redress scheme in order for us to obtain an application number on your behalf. I'll also advise you further down the line as well of any offer made from the scheme. You will have a statutory waiver to sign. And what that statutory waiver is basically once the scheme awards you of an amount and you agree to that amount, which is what the statutory waiver is, you then can't take any of the local authorities that the scheme are currently punishing, let's say. You can't then go and take them to a civil court or start a civil claim with them, because that's what this scheme is for, basically. With the statutory waiver, if a redress offer is made, we will fully explain the statutory waiver to you and decide on whether to accept the offer or maybe counter offer that amount. But it is important because accepting an award may affect your ability to pursue future claims relating to the matters that you have gone through. But you would never be expected to accept an offer without fully understanding the consequences.
Okay.
So Dale, yeah, you do have the right to counsel. So with ourselves, we give you a 14-day cooling off period when signing our agreements. You can cancel within that period for any reason without charge. And if you choose, you can also authorise us to begin work on your case immediately whilst your cancellation rights still remain. Okay, so is all of that clear to yourself? Do you understand what I'm saying to you there?
Aye.
Yep, okay, perfect. All right, Dale. So what I'm going to do, if it's okay with yourself, I'm just going to take some information off you in regards to your time and care. Okay, so can you potentially remember the first care setting that you was in?
The first children's home I was in was Glenhaven. It's not there anymore. I ended up getting knocked down and they built houses on it. Then I went from Glenhaven to the Kibble in Paisley.
Okay, just bear with me whilst I grab the first care setting. So Glenhaven Children's Home. Okay, you said Glenhaven, did you?
Glenhaven.
Okay, just bear with me. I'm trying to find some information on it. Was that in Lanarkshire at all?
No, wait, you're talking about Kibble. Kibble was in Paisley, Glasgow.
Yeah, no, sorry, I'm on about Glenhaven, sorry.
That was in Strathaven, Scotland.
Strathaven, yeah, I've got that here.
Okay,
yeah, so 78 Commercial Road they were on.
Commercial Road, aye, top of the road.
Okay, and when was it that you was in Glenhaven? What year?
That was around about 1990.
Yep, and how long was you there for?
I was over there for maybe about a year. About a year and a half. Then I ended up getting to Glenhaven, done to Kibble.
Yep.
I'm always able to secure you. You went on Monday, you stayed there all week, went to school during the day, and then came home on a Friday.
Yeah.
Heavy eye-openers.
Yeah, no, well, to be honest, I do have actually a few clients that have they've gone through the system of Kibble. So
right.
I understand Kibble. I've heard some stories. They're not the nicest. How long was you in Kibble? So we're going from 1990 to roughly how long would you say?
I think I was in the Kibble for about 4 years.
Okay,
1995, 1996 is when I get back
out. Okay, so do you want me to put 1990 to 1994?
Aye.
Yeah, okay. And these dates don't have to be correct or precise. We'll match these dates with your care setting, with your care records once we receive them.
Right.
Yeah, but it's just so I've got a kind of ballpark to work with.
Anyway, I've got it done.
Yeah, of course. So after Kibble, where did you then go to?
Prison.
Prison, okay. What was it, a Young Offenders Institution at the time?
The Young Offenders.
Yeah, what was that Young Offenders called?
Long Weekend. That's not here anymore. That's not done that away as well.
Yeah, no, I know of Long Weekend as well. Funny enough. How long was you at Long Weekends for?
I think I was in Long Weekend for maybe about 9 months, a year.
Okay, so I put 1994 to 1995 then, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and then after Long Weekend, was you still in the Young Offenders, or then did you go into an adult prison?
I was still in the Young Offenders. I went to Pullman.
Yeah.
To home. And then I camped after a wee bit, and then that's when I got to end up getting the jail again, when I was kind of old and got my 12 year.
Right, okay. So how long was you at Portmont for?
I'd say about 9 months as well. Maybe a year.
Yep, okay. So with that one, I'm putting 1995 to 1996. Just obviously, so it's got that 9 months to a year. Okay, Dale, so we've got 4 care settings to work from here. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to, if it's okay with yourself, is am I okay to grab a kind of brief statement for each care setting on what happened to you, what it was like there for you, things that may have happened to you personally. Is that okay with yourself to go through today?
I never bother.
Yep, okay then. So we'll start off at the very top again, going back to Glenavon. You fire away. You tell me from day one when you got there, what was it like for you?
In Glenavon, it was me and my brother, the two. I've got a brother a year younger than me. He's at his friend. We got there, we got kind of a settled, and then, just young boys being young boys, mad with the drink, and then we started getting ourselves into bother. We came into the room, sorry for swearing, we came into the room and not fuck it.
Yeah.
Aye. The Kibble was the same, it was even worse.
I can understand
with Kibble, yeah. Next year, and that's how I've known, so I was 16, mate, the 25th. As child, like Glenavon, Kibble, Long Weekend, Pullman, Bellini. I've done all my rounds, all the kids up here, I'm not out of Scotland. No, I'm not going to name it any. I've got shots of that, the LTP man.
Yeah. Okay, so when you and your brother was in Glenavon, what was it? What was it like? What were other people like to you?
To start with, they were all right, but then as we started getting annoyed, you know, just to put this in a bit, mate. It was all right to start with, but then when we started getting kind of annoyed, That's when there was no fucking about with them. You just get grabbed and slapped about.
Yeah. So in the kind of instance, you know, was you then experiencing random attacks and stuff like that from other people?
Yeah,
there was it.
Just still got myself, but other people just getting grabbed. Me and this team into the open tell, blah blah blah. You better start behaving yourself, give it yourself. Just get grabbed, get battered. That was it.
Yeah. Okay, so from being obviously beaten up and, you know, kicked and slapped, was you left bruised or, you know, any broken bones, suffered any injuries,
no,
anything like that?
No. So I've not ended up with bruising, just let them go away, that's just the way I am, I'll go away.
Yeah. How often would these attacks happen on you?
Maybe at least once or twice a month.
Yeah. And when obviously these attacks were happening to you, what were the staff like there in terms of coming in and breaking it up? You know, was you then
most of the staff, see when it was happening, the staff just disappeared. One staff, see we were getting the ball with one staff member, other staff members when they get the ball, they would just disappear. Never seen it, nothing to do.
And was that just when you say, you know, they never bothered to break these attacks up, was that just personally on yourselves or was that in general?
No, just in general, mate. I've seen it would happen with other people as well. Just from that one guy, really.
Okay, so I've written up a little bit of a brief statement here, obviously, just from your time on Glenavon. Would you like me to read it back to you so you know what I've written, or would you like to move on to Kibble?
Aye, if you want.
No, it's entirely up to you. I know sometimes it can be difficult hearing it back from somebody else, so I don't want to put you on under pressure or anything like that, so it's entirely your choice.
All I've done with that,
Dale, is obviously just listen to what you've said. I've expanded on a few things. But yeah, everything that you've told me there, I have written down. So, you are aware of what's been said. And plus, even when I do send you these documents out in on an email, these statements get automatically populated into the application form that I've got to send off to the Scottish Government once I've got your signature. So these statements, they are drafted into the application as well. So if for whatever reason you wanted to read through them, they are there as well. Okay, so let's move on to your time in Kibble. Just again, talk me through what you know from day one. What happened to you?
Kibble was kind of a mix. You go what they call day boys. Boys, you just went to school during the day, then went home at night. I ended up getting kept. That week Kibble was all right and all. Then eventually, once you go to kind of my home a wee bit. After I started getting grabbed, you just grab a hoodie down there and slap the book.
Yeah.
I came into a bedroom, one of the bedrooms at the end of the wee section, the wee corridor thing, so nobody could hear you squealing. That's a fucking grenade to me.
No, I'm sorry to hear that you experienced that at a young age as well. So when you say when you briefly said then, you know, obviously it got to a point where, you know, I think you said, you know, some of the boys got a bit jealous that obviously you'd go to school and stuff like that and you'd end up getting slapped about. Is that what happened? It was kind of like a jealousy kind of thing.
No, it was other boys, we started staff members. You'd be a young boy,
They're checking you, you'd be kicking them, you end up just getting barred for it, you end up just grabbing a hoodie and barring you. Okay, so it was the staff members that were quite physical with you? Sorry, what was that? I'm saying, you know what boys are like at that age, you didn't plan to run the other, then eventually, they weren't checking you, they were just grabbing you, they were getting a slap in the middle, a kick in the ass or whatever. So was it more so the staff members that were quite physical with you at Kibble?
Aye.
Yeah. And did the staff members at Kibble, for example, you know, restrain you in an unlawful manner or anything like that?
Grab a hoodie. I was restrained a few times in there.
So when they did restrain you in an unlawful manner, can you remember how they did restrain you as such?
They just put your legs away from you, put you on the ground, hold your legs up. Like a figure four, so all they had to do was hold one leg, you could kick out of them. Hold your leg, one leg across the other way, back to the back of you. So you couldn't get up or move about, you were stuck just there until they picked you up.
So When they were restraining you, and I can only imagine, you know, it was painful for yourself, and you know,
I'm,
and obviously, would you shout at them for?
Sorry, the way the pole is hanging, your wrist, just took the blood gun, your fingers and shake it about. That's what we used to do with your hockey as well.
Right, okay.
I hold your arm like that, but I hold your head high. But look what I spun, mate. You get sort of bug by your finger. You lose your.
It more so sounds like they used to, like, obviously, they like control your whole body by your wrist, like a pressure point kind of type, isn't it?
And then they do that, wiggle your horn about your butt, they go up the blood, your butt, and shift the back of your body into the back corner. It's sore, really, really sore.
Yeah. And obviously, from what you've told me about Kibble, is there anything else that you'd like to share or you'd like me to add into this?
No,
that's just all you can remember.
That's what I can remember.
Yep, okay, that's completely fine, thank you.
Three children's homes, three prisoners. I say I'm 30 next year, so it's made up. It's message. I can't remember. You sit and think to yourself, sometimes things come back,
Yeah, no, of course, I completely understand. And Dale, I just want to reassure you that is completely normal. That is completely normal. Some of the people who I've spoken to, you know, and listened to their experiences, I'm the first person that they've told in 30, 40, 50 years. You know, like my oldest client, he's 77 years of age. He was in care 55 years ago. You know what I mean? And he's never spoken to any family members, friends, or anything about this. So even he said the same thing. He doesn't remember everything, but he can remember, you know, vague or important bits in regards to, you know, what's happened. So don't put yourself under any pressure if you can't remember exact, you know, days or things that happened to you. It is completely natural for these things to come to your mind at a later date. Okay.
Okay,
so moving on to Long Weekend. Talk to me about your time in Long Weekend.
Sorry, Long Weekend. They get to know you quietly. And I started up there. I was in a couple of fights a couple of times. I started going up here. Turkeyed up, fucking.
24
now. Yeah. Not even fucking 12. Do me a favour, we just email that one to Alan. Send you to Alan. Just repeat what you've just said to me there, just so I can expand on it if you don't mind again. Sorry, I do apologise.
I can't be asking
the middleman,
because
it's
just not big enough, and he doesn't really know what I'm trying to say.
Hello, Dale, are you there?
I'm still here.
Yeah. If you can, please, just repeat to me what you've just said, just so I can gather a vision in my head and expand on it, please.
We're up in Long Again.
In Long Again, please, yeah.
Yeah, you know, you think that he's a quiet boy. But then you get other guy who's standing on your toes, you end up fighting him. I was the one that was getting battered after school for it. Obviously, because of who I was. Grab a hold of him, fucking done nothing. I was getting a dude for fuck all.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
Okay, so obviously, as you just said there, obviously, Dad, you know, to stand on your toes and not give you a nice experience. How was that for you? You know, how were the guards there in to you?
Degrading and sure.
What was that, sorry?
I said degrading and sure.
Yeah.
Who are you trying to call, sorry? Sorry, we're a law firm based in Liverpool. I'll be matching your number. Yeah. That's okay, no worries. All right, thank you. Bye. I'm going to start today.
How would... In Longbridge, obviously, with all this stuff happening to you, was you still with your brother by any chance, or did you then separate from your brother?
No. 32 is in the same cell in Longbridge, and then they made a mess, go to just do it hard and end up. But they kept it in the same prison, but I end up getting moved to A Hall, and then I get kept in C Hall.
So once your brother got separated from yourself, how would you describe, you know, your mental well-being there? Obviously, being separated from your brother, the guards being degrading to you, people, you know, giving you some grief. How can you remember how you felt in that moment?
Well, nobody.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever been in prison, but you've probably dealt with a lot of boys that have been in prisons. When things got out, you start to see when the big thing got out, all the boys all started laughing, and you feel as if you're a nobody. Sometimes you feel as if they try and get you to fight just for a bit of entertainment for that, but I tell you, tell boys, normally you get a feeling when you come to fight, go and fight, fucking fight me.
I do apologise for being so not, you know, not a nice time for yourself, Jordan, that, you know, that time in Longbridge End. It's not a nice experience for yourself, and especially alone as well, is it? Did anybody ever, you know, come into your cell and take your things without asking or you know, rob you
no.
in any way?
Try and rob me?
Yeah. Did anything like that happen to you?
It's not a nice thing, but that's when it was good when there was three, got me and my brothers, because I wouldn't have, just about me before, I wouldn't have... It's not like what happened to him, and he didn't grow up to none like what happened to me, so it was like,
yeah.
He tried to, man, you had to need to do it for 2 days. None of that ever happened to us.
Yeah, okay, yeah, no, I do understand. Okay. So just so I've got this right with Longbridge End, if you'd like, I can read this out to you, but I'm just going to skim over and just tell you obviously some of the points that I've made from obviously what you've told me. But yeah, just so I've got this right, obviously you said it was a territorial place. The boys in there knew, you know, where you was from and you know, would purposely abuse you, stand on your toes, pushing and humiliating and, you know, laugh at you along the way. You said that, you know, the guards were very degrading to yourself. You know, you did have your brother in your cell, but unfortunately, you know, you got separated. Is there anything else that
that you can remember about Long Weekend?
No.
That was it. Okay. Okay, and moving on to our last case, I think there. I just want to let you know as well. You're doing very well, and I do appreciate you being open and honest and telling me about all these experiences. So we are near the end. We've got one more to go through, and then I'll be able to send these forms out to you via email to sign. So the last case I think we need to go through is Polmont. Just tell me about your time in Polmont.
Performance was bad as well. Again, I don't know who I was, so it was all working through the justice system. All the schools, the odds are in together. They're all making my release.
Okay, tell me why Polmont was a horrible place for you.
Just doing like the same thing, like fighting me, people growing at you, gotta be just seeing you. I've learned all the years, I'm one of these boys that can't keep me shut up for so long, but I'm intelligent, you keep me shut up, walk away from that day, and I just don't laugh at them, don't look at them, don't fucking see me anyway, you're fucking going at you. Fighting me something else along the way.
In Polmont, Dale, did you suffer any physical abuse from anybody at Polmont?
No.
No, it was just
that's got to be expected, isn't it?
Apart from what, sorry?
Apart from the road bike, a couple of punches at each other. But that's got to be expected, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I would say, out of them all, got an even trouble with that, but that was the worst two.
How were the guards at Polmont for you?
Just dogs. Young dogs. You stand back and you watch. They're not daft. I watch. Couldn't think of it. Cons at the end of the day. But I still watch it, and they're just both mine. It's the fucking bully bastards. That one for me, apparently. Yeah. I can see a boy get put a punch in the mouth here with a milk tea at the call button in the cell.
Yeah.
He press the call button for a member of staff for a pass man to come at the door. And
yeah.
Then Big Stuart in the door actually doing that to the boy. Punched the boy. A winner. Pete's right in the mouth. I'm like, to myself, that's a bit of the order. Call button, don't fucking press that button again. And you were getting better for pressing this call button asking for help.
Wow, okay. Thank you. Okay, so I've just typed up there, obviously, when that, you know, as you said, that boy gets his cell phone and the guards beat them up. I just want to ask, as an overall, in any of these case settings, Dale, did you at any point suffer any form of neglect? And I want to say that is, you know, was food ever toyed or teased with you? Was clothes ever declined from yourself?
Food at the prison, sometimes you don't get fed, and they still do it to this day. If you boys are after here, come up. Some of the chocolate is dead, and they don't feed them. You know, some boys are not going to bed for 2 days at a time. And the other boys are all like, that is what feels like. They'll go a bit of money and laugh. Yeah, they don't see the boys to get past it. They don't see that get some of them. And as I say to the boys, I'm like, listen, it's all your boys to put. You're in a deal. If you don't behave yourself, you're not getting fed.
Yeah. But even when you was behaved, would you say you were still declined it?
What?
So you just said there, obviously if you were naughty in prison, you know, you wouldn't really get your food. So would you say even when you wasn't naughty on some days, would you still?
Aye.
Yeah, would you still get rejected of your food, yeah?
Right. Okay. You've got to get your lunch or whatever, but there's nothing there for you. You need to wait to pay the cooks. Yeah, it would never materialise. That just tell you to get your way.
Obviously, the food situation. Just to obviously expand within your statements. Okay, Dale. So yeah, again, thank you very much for taking that time to share your experiences with me. I understand it can be difficult to sit there and go back in time. I just want to reiterate, obviously, we are here to support you the best we can along the way. We can also advise you of any services that we can put you forward to, in order to get some help needed. What you're going to do is just pick up the phone to myself, and I can sort all that out for you. That's no problem. I just don't want you to feel like you're alone in this, because I know it's a very difficult time to go through, or it can be. But yeah, you're not alone. I just want to reiterate that to you, okay? So with me grabbing all them statements from yourself, Dale, that is pretty much everything I need from my end at this moment in time. The next thing that I do need from yourself is I do need some forms of ID and proof of address. So if you've got potentially, you know, a birth certificate handy, get that sent over to myself and proof of address. So obviously I can upload that to your file.
Well, My house is a kind of wreck, but I'm just working my way through the guys, but we got lawyers letters there. I've got a birth certificate lying about somewhere.
Yeah, that's okay. So obviously,
letter to my lawyer. Okay, this address.
Yeah, okay. So, get that birth certificate sent over to me when you find it. And obviously, yeah, as I said, the lawyer's letter, get that sent over to me. Have
you got access to your emails at all?
Uh huh.
Yep. Okay. What I'll do is I'll send you an email with a it'll say request of proof of identification and proof of address. It'll be acronymed as POI and POA. Just reply back to that email with the images. Just so obviously I can receive them. And then what I'm also going to do now is I'm just going to send you out an email. It's going to contain 5 documents. What that is just basically what I've gone through with yourself. So it's an application form that I've gone through with you. So you receive a Part 1 and a Part 2, 3. You'll also receive a conditional fee agreement. As I said, that's just basically the fee agreement with ourselves as a law firm to act on your behalf. And then also you'll get a letter of authority as well within them documents. And that's just basically gives us the right to act on your behalf and obtain records on yourself. So that's obviously your medical records, your social care records, and obviously any records from prison or your young offenders. We'll be able to obtain all them records as well. So all you'd have to do on that email field is there'll be a link to literally click the link, and it'll bring up them documents for you. What's that mean?
If it's
grey writing, you look out for a web address, like a website kind of type. So it'll have a www. kind of type. Or I think it'll be https. You just click on that link, and then it'll bring you up the document, and it'll bring you up a box to sign that you can just sign on your phone with your finger. And you'll just click execute all documents, and it'll populate that signature out onto the documents for you. Once you have signed all them documents, I'll receive them automatically. Once I've received all them documents, I'll be able to send off your application to the Scottish Redress Scheme. And I'll obtain an application number, so then I'll be able to move you to the next step. Okay. So I'll send you out them documents now, Dale. Obviously, without any pressure, the quicker you get them back to me, the quicker I can send the application off. But I understand you've got to get a few things in order.
I start again.
Yeah, of course, I understand that.
I my stroke, my universal I've lost my application for. At my adult disability payments, and I've got to go through tidying up last night and find that form. I'm finding forms here and there. Just a matter of going through the house, isn't it, tidying it out.
Yeah, of course. I understand that, yeah. I understand. Well, as I said, I've, take your time in doing so.
That email just came through here.
As a perfect, happy days. That email.
Aaron
Chain. My name is Chain. Like a chain round your neck.
I just came through there, Aaron.
Perfect. Yeah. So there'll be a link in there, Dale. Yeah. Click the link. Sign the documents, and once you click execute all documents, that'll come back through to myself, and then I'll be able to submit the application up to the Scottish Government.
Yeah, boy.
Okay, I'll just send you another email as well with the request of your proof of address and your proof of identity, just so you know what we accept. And yeah, obviously, just get them documents to me as soon as you can, but obviously as efficient as you can. Of course, yeah. Yeah, no, of course, I understand. Well, yeah, I'll keep a lookout for your documents to come back through to me. Worst case, I'll give you a call this afternoon if I haven't received anything and just see how you're getting on, if you need any assistance. If not, I'll leave you for the weekend and I'll give you a call on Monday and if I haven't received anything. Okay, Dale, before I let you go, is there any questions for myself at all?
No.
Okay, but it's not a problem at all. That's exactly what I'm here for, Dale, and I'm happy to assist you along the way. If don't forget to save our number, and if you need me, by all means, you just give me a call, okay? No worries, Dale. You enjoy the rest of your day. Go and get in
the
not a problem, sir. You go and get in that garden and get a tan. Have a nice little sun, baby.
Get a nice
coffee or check out
your name. All right. Hey, Bobby.
Are you there, Dale?
Oh, still here.
Yeah, I was just saying it's been a pleasure speaking to you and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
You
not a problem, sir. Thank you now. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.